Batman?
It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to The Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's yeah. Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Boy, for all you Gator fans out there, what kind of year is Florida going to have? Because I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Welcome one and all to another edition of the Mark Lloyd Show. Happy Saturday. Boy, what a great day to be talking sports. Huh? Talking sports, entertainment, life, so many things going on in the world of sports. Lots and lots of stuff. And yes, I'm still blending up the vegetables, for those of you who have asked. And you know what? Myself, Eric's in the house, along with Seminole Bill, our producers of the Mark Lloyd Show. I'm Mark Lloyd. And we want to thank everybody for tweeting in. That's your way of communicating with us. So all your tweets that have been coming in about the topics we've been talking about each and every week at Mark Lloyd Show. Also, you've been visiting the website, which is very cool, MarkLloydShow.com. Plus, you could visit us on Facebook too, right? And on Facebook as well. So we want to thank everybody out there for participating in the show, sending us your thoughts and everything like that. Very cool. We're going to get some more stuff up to be able to interact with you guys. But we appreciate, them just communicating with us, right? Guys, say hello, Seminole Bill. Oh, wait. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
Yes, good to be back. Eric, how's it going?
Doing pretty good. How are y'all?
You know, I was just real quick. How about a story? I just heard the story. Eric's accelerator got stuck in his car, and he went leaping up through Capitol Circle and into an iron fence. He is okay, but that's crazy. And you put both feet on the brakes, and it still kept on going.
It kept going, yes, sir.
And you have no effects. You said you hit your head. Did the air? I forgot that. Did the airbag deploy?
No, sir.
That seems to be a problem.
Well, you know it. The good thing is he made it through it. The negative, of course, the vehicle didn't. But you can replace the vehicle.
How can the vehicle not? How come the airbag didn't deploy?
That's a very good question for a particular automaker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we won't say that just in case they want to come on as a sponsor. So we'll leave it. I'm just kidding. All right, lots of stuff to get to this week's, folks. We're going to be updating the Vegas odds on who's going to win the national championship, according to Vegas. That's coming up a little while later. Also, we're going to talk some NFL training camps have opened up, so it's a great time of year for that. Boy, that is always so exciting. This past week and the week before has been the SEC and ACC Media Days. Plus, they have the coaches have been being interviewed all throughout the country. And so there's a lot of good sound bites that are coming out. And I'll tell you what, at the ACC Media Days, you know, there was a lot of speculation about famous Jameis going there, and would FSU let him go there because of the off-the-field controversy, the most latest thing, you know, whatever, a few months ago with the crab legs and everybody questioning his maturity off the field. And, you know, it was awesome that Jameis went to ACC Media Day, and boy, he just knocked it out of the park. I mean, he really did, because you could have two school thoughts if you're Jameis, because the other guy that was in the same position last year was Johnny Manziel, correct? You know, superstar, Heisman Trophy winner, right? Right? Big expectations for his university, but he's doing all kinds of stuff off the field too. Jameis, same thing. However, when they asked Johnny about it last year, Johnny Football, his answer was basically, you know, I'm doing all the right, but you know, I'm a kid, you know, I want to do some things, et cetera, et cetera. Well, all that does, and we all know this, is for all of us media members out there, and let's sometimes you got to separate the media. You know, there's some media members that just want to play gotcha. You know, they have no desire to ever write anything positive. They just want to, hopefully, that they're hoping that a 19, 18, 17, 21-year-old kid says something stupid so they could run with the story. But Winston just knocked it out of the park. You know what? What he should have said was, you know, I'm going to try to be a better person. I know I represent Florida State University. I know I'm the leader of this football team. I know I am I'm the defending national championship quarterback. I'm the defending Heisman Trophy winner. I am the best player in college football. I need to grow up off the field. And the thing is that once he said that, where's the follow-up? You know, there is no follow-up because he squashed it all. And that's exactly what he needed to do. He's a star. on the field. He needs to act like a star off the field and be that positive influence on everybody and just really mind your own business and go about it. And that's exactly what he said. And everybody, you can't criticize anybody that's trying to always be a better person. And that's what it sounds like Jameis is trying to do. And I just loved it. You know, am I right, guys? I mean, they can't, there's no follow-up question to that, is there?
No, he was right on mark and, you know, doing his normal happy-go-lucky self.
You know what? And he is. He is a star. There's no doubt. Big smile on his face. Tons of media members there. They all want to talk to him. And he just, you know, he is what he is. And he, for all the Florida State fans out there, be happy that you have him as your quarterback. Now, also, who was there is, of course, Jimbo Fisher. And, you know, Jimbo talks really fast, right? Somebody said the other day, he's a Nick Saban on Red Bull, I read. And I said, you know, that's very good. He's a Nick Saban on Red Bull. Fantastic coach and everything. But you know what I like? I like when, and we're going to get into this a little bit about coaches and stars, because we'll talk about the SEC Media Day. Because the head coach of your football team, certain ones just have the it factor as well. Now, I'm going to put Jimbo kind of in the middle column. I'm not going to say that he has the it factor. He's somewhere in between the I and the T. He's not the blah guy, the boring guy that, you know, is a good head coach, but there's no personality or anything like that. No, he's somewhere in between. But, you know, I like that he was touting that the ACC is the best conference. However, he was just kind of, you know, I don't think anybody bought into that because, in, you know, it's just not true. They're not the best conference in the country. As much as maybe everybody doesn't like the SEC and all this. I mean, they're the best conference. There's no doubt from top to bottom. There's a lot of great teams in their conference. And the ACC has their slew of good teams as well. But they're not the SEC. But I like that Jimbo's up there saying, I don't want to call it controversial. You know, it's not controversial. But I like a coach that has an opinion that at least has some thought that's put into it, you know. And then also Jimbo commented on how the Big 12 does not have a chance, because this all comes about the playoffs. You know, five big conferences, right? Four playoff spots, period. So one big conference is getting left out. And Jimbo commented, hey, the Big 12 doesn't have one, a championship game, the way the ACC does, SEC, Pac-12, you know, Big 10, all that. And they don't have one. And in a way, it's unfair. You know, it is. It's unfair. It's one more chance for that team to lose going into possibly these playoffs. And I like that he said that, because then you have the Big 12. I think it was Art Briles of Baylor that fired back and said, hey, he needs to worry about his ACC. And you know, there's, and that's good. That's good for Art Briles and Baylor. You know, it puts you on the map. It makes you relevant. It makes your coach, you know, somebody out there. And it's good to have controversial statements. Now, we all know that the king of controversial statements, he used to be at Florida, and now the old ball coach, he's up in South Carolina. You notice how I even sped up my talk a little bit, you know, the way Coach Spurrier does.
Nicely done.
Yes, and he, you know, he truly is, you know, a star. There's no doubt about it. And we're going to talk about Coach Spurrier and some of the things he said and how it relates also to the ACC, him and Dabo Swinney going at it. And Nick Saban was there as well. Plus, other coaches that are stars in college football. And hit us up on Twitter if you go, you know what, Mark? That coach is a star, and here's why. Send us in your comments. Tweet us at Mark Lloyd Show, or go and comment on the Mark Lloyd Show, MarkLloydShow.com. There's no the there. I will continue to screw that up. So a lot of stuff to get here, right here on the Mark Lloyd Show on Freedom 93 FM. Yes, we are the home of the Gators and Jags all season long. NFL camps open up, so we'll talk a little Jaguar football a little bit later on. Lots of stuff to get to. Stay with us, folks. We're coming right back, right here on the Mark Lloyd Show.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor. And they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7EVENT1, 877-7EVENT1, online at BassettEvents.com.
When you hear the words Mark Lloyd, you only think of one thing. Mark Lloyd.
There we go. I was waiting for it to hit. That was almost like a pregnant pause just then. I'm waiting for the bass to kick in on this Saturday afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on the Mark Lloyd Show. This is Little John, right? You know what? We were talking. Little John, I mean, how talented is this guy? He has turned into a career off the words of, yeah. Literally, Y-E-A, yeah.
Yeah.
And then on this song, he says like three words and he makes a whole song and it goes number one and he makes millions of dollars. That's talent. I know a lot of people might say that's not talent, but that's talent.
Sign him up.
Yeah, exactly. No doubt about it. Thanks for hanging with us on this Saturday afternoon here on Freedom 93 FM, the Mark Lloyd Show, home of the Gators and the Jags. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about the ACC and SEC media days and the coaches and what Jameis Winston had to say and what Jimbo had to say. And, there's one thing I want to bring up real fast because we were talking about how coaches are stars. And I want to get into that, but I have in my notes here something that Jameis said, and then Nick Saban kind of was talking about it as well, and that is about paying college players and everything. And this is a real controversial subject, and it's really hard to say what is right and what is wrong when it comes to it. I'm in agreement with what Jameis said. Jameis said, are you kidding me? I'm getting a free education here. I don't think we should get paid. And that's his opinion. And I happen to agree with that to a point because that is true. Out-of-state tuition at Florida State, that's worth $30,000, $45,000 a year?
Oh, yeah.
Plus, here's the one thing I don't understand. And maybe Seminole Bill, you're a collegiate athlete, okay? Partial, right?
Just below, yeah.
Yeah, below, okay. But still, what I don't understand is how at these major colleges that these kids say, playing big sports, you know, like football, basketball, baseball, not, you know, something that's smaller, that is when they say, well, we're starving. I don't understand about the food concept because all you ever hear about is the great training rooms and can't they eat as much as they want?
You would think so.
It's a
buffet.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn on that when I hear about them starving, but I'm in agreement with Jameis about that. Nick Saban said, hey, you know what? We're making millions and billions of dollars that maybe there is something that you could do. We can't just say you're going to pay everybody, but maybe there's some kind of and he had a good point, kind of like the way an engineer might have a scholarship to a school, and there's some leftover money that's maybe a couple grand that then he uses, that person that's on scholarship with an engineer degree or something like that. And that's kind of discretionary money to do whatever you want with. So, you know, you have to look into that a little bit more. So maybe, you know, Coach Saban is on to something like that. But my thing I always throw back, not to get sidetracked, I'm sorry, give me 10 more seconds. My thing is that then who do you pay? You pay everybody? So the girl on the swim team, the guy on the lacrosse team, and the Heisman Trophy winner, everybody gets the same. I mean, because if not, then how is that fair?
That's not, because you've got Title IX and all that
exactly.
Other stuff that adds into it.
Exactly. So, that, you know, I've never seen anything that said, oh, that will work. I know the NCAA is making billions of dollars. I get all that and everything. And then sometimes I fall back and don't take the scholarship and go pay for your school and don't play. Now, that's probably a narrow way of looking at it, but once in a while, I think like that. Okay, back to the ACC and SEC media days and the coaches. And what we were knocking around here at the studio was how coaches are stars. And do you like that? First of all, Seminole Bill, do you want your coach to somewhat be a star and have a personality too?
I like that. I mean, everybody has their own method. I mean, Coach Bowden has his.
But he was a star.
He was.
Coach Bowden was a star.
In his own polite way.
That's right.
Absolutely rock star.
Absolutely. You're right. He was a rock star. And I mentioned Jimbo, I don't think he's not a rock star. He's not a Steve Spurrier. Steve Spurrier's a rock star. He's like a Bill Clinton. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You love or hate him, but you're listening to the guy.
Right.
Because he always has stuff to say. Like he commented about Nick Saban. You know, he said, Nick Saban's the greatest recruiter in college football history. And then you're like, hit us with the but and the however, because something's coming. But, you know, he has only won X amount of championships. And I'm thinking, well, he's done pretty good winning 4 national championships. But he's only won 2 SEC championships. So that's why you play the game, and the best athletes don't always do it. And I like when I ask Coach Saban about it. Coach Saban's like, well, you know, whatever. He didn't like it because it was a backhand compliment. And then I like Saban's thing. I figured out early on that I'm the most effective coach. I can't coach bad players to be great, so I might as well recruit great players and keep them great or something like that.
Yeah.
And I thought that was great. That was a good comment. But, you know, Steve Spurrier, he took a swipe at Dabo Swinney of Clemson, you know, and he has it, you know, because at the end of the day, what does Spurrier say? Hey, how have you done playing us?
Yeah.
And they haven't done good at all. Spurrier beats Dabo and Clemson every year, it seems. Yeah, seems like every year they beat them.
They've got a good run. 5 in a row now, I think.
So it's ugly when it comes to that, and that's what he does. He, at the end of the day, it's about winning and losing. But when we talk about coaches that are stars, Steve Spurrier, rock star, whether you like him or not. Nick Saban, I put Nick Saban over there because Nick Saban has a personality, and Nick Saban, I guarantee you, he's on TV after this because he's always – prepping and preparing himself for life after, you know, when college football. He looks great. He has a fantastic personality. He always has something good to say. I do feel like when Nick Saban is talking that I'm learning something. You know, I'm not a coach. And I'm always learning more about the sport I love, college football, NFL football, or any sport from an intelligent person that's talking about it. And would you agree? Nick Saban is a rock star, too, in a different way.
Yes,
it's Spurrier.
He's polarizing. I mean, people want to hear what he has to say, whether you're a fan or not. And, you know, when you're at that higher level, highest level, if you will, as much as they have been, then people want to hear what you have to say, whether they like it or they don't. They want to hear it.
And winning helps, right?
Obviously.
You know, yeah, he's a winner. Now, Will Muschamp was at media day, the head coach for the Gators, and almost the way – I consider Muschamp on the lower tier. He's not a rock star at all. I'm not a huge Will Muschamp fan at all. I obviously he's not done a very good job at Florida right now. Injuries or not injuries, whatever. You know what I mean? But I like when they're talking about this upcoming season, and it's almost like he's trying to convince us that his team is good with nothing to really back it up. You know, he's the way Jimbo, yeah, he threw out some stats, but he's trying to tell us that the ACC is the number one conference. It's almost like, okay, you're just talking. Because I don't think anybody's going to go, you know what, Jimbo, you're right. So the way Will Muschamp is talking about Florida and Jeff Driskel being back and a new offensive coordinator and Kelvin Taylor running the football, and their defense is going to be good. And their defense is always good, and that's what Will Muschamp is. But I almost felt that Will was just – He's shoveling it to us. Like, will you believe me? Because I don't think he believes it himself. I really don't.
He's got some, you know, stark issues this year. And talking about how great the offense is going to be when he's really more the defensive side of the ball, you know, he needs to make everyone feel comfortable that they're not going to be, you know, losing to those lower tier teams anymore.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, he brings in Kurt Roper, right? A very good offensive coordinator, but still, they got to prove something on the field. I just felt that Will was like, at least in my opinion, he was transparent when he was talking about how good they're going to be. They're the team to beat in the East. And I was like, wow, okay, not South Carolina, not Georgia. You're the team to beat? Okay. Well, you're going to have to prove it on the field. But he just so I put Muschamp as he's not a rock star. Also, in that area, you know, like a Mark Richt. Is kind of like in that Will Muschamp. I like Coach Rick. I really do. He's just like a nice guy, but he's not really a big personality there. You know, he is what he is. Al Golden. He's kind of there. Al Golden just always looks like a mess, the head coach for the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
I mean, he does look like the Hertz guy, right? Behind the counter, like you're going to rent a car from him.
I'm thinking of the guy that used to wear the tie on TV and was a comedian. I'm sorry. I can't think of his name right now, but, you know, the tie's always crooked and he's just.
No, I can't think of him either.
Oh, well, I'll get that later.
Okay, yeah. But Al Golden, I don't see him as a rock star either or anything like that. I think in the middle is Jimbo. All right. Gus Malzahn is in the middle right there, the head coach for Auburn. He's right there with Jimbo. But I think Gus will propel himself into the rock star status because I think people, he's a polarizing guy. He just looks like a jerk. And I just think, and he's going to be a rock star because he's a jerk. Well, he just does. He just, maybe he's not. I don't know the guy, but just the way he talks and the way he looks and his attitude and everything like that, I just.
Very confident.
Yeah, yeah, very confident. No, and that's great. I mean, you got to be confident. At least he can back it up, unlike Muschamp and the Gators. Now, coaches that are rock stars, and I love listening to them. We already talked about Nick Saban, right? Hit us up. Who's your coaches that you feel, maybe whoever you're a fan of, is your coach a rock star? Would you put them in that category that we're breaking up here, kind of three categories? Rock star, you know, I'm on stage, but I'm not a rock star yet. I don't quite sell out the arena. Or maybe I sell out the arena and Coach Saban and them are selling out a stadium tour. You know what I mean? And then Rick and Muschamp and Al Golden, they're playing at the local club in front of 200 people. Maybe that's how we could classify it. Hit us up at Mark Lloyd Show. Tweet us. What are other rock star coaches out there? You know what? He doesn't have a – well, this guy I think is the – he's probably my favorite college football coach is Les Miles of LSU.
The Mad Hatter.
I just love the guy. He's just – he has such a fantastic personality.
I'd love to play for a guy like that.
He's
a fantastic guy to be around. Just funny stories.
Yes.
Always emotional.
Yes.
Not afraid to tell you exactly how he feels at the moment.
He does that weird clap where he doesn't put his fingers together. And he's just – I just like Les Miles. And the thing is he backs it up. You know, he has a NFL football factory out of LSU. It's truly amazing. You know, now Florida State in the coming years will hang with him. You know, they've tied him over the last couple of years. But before that, I mean, he just continues to churn out the NFL players and have a fun atmosphere at LSU. And he has, you know, the biggest freshmen in the country that everybody's looking forward to seeing play, Leonard Fournette, the running back, and also Malachi Debris that many people thought was going to come to Florida State. The number one wide receiver went there as well. So Les Miles is a rock star, selling out stadiums, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt about it. Now, this guy, he's controversial. He kind of falls in the way of Gus Malzahn. I don't like him in particular, and that's Bob Stoops of Oklahoma, because he always has something controversial to say. He does. He's not afraid. He takes shots at the SEC. He takes shots at everybody. He has, well, what a shock. You know, he's a former Gator. You know what I mean? The way Coach Spurrier. So it's almost like they like taking those shots at everybody. And sure enough, Bob Stoops is like that. So, you know, I do believe that everybody knows who Bob Stoops is.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he does. Everybody knows Bob Stoops for whether you like him or you don't like him. I have two more on my list. Two more quick ones. Because I know we got to get the break. And then I'll tell you what we're going to talk about next. But I have David Shaw at Stanford. And David Shaw kind of reminds me a little bit of Bobby Bowden. He's just a good guy.
Very stoic.
Yes, you know? Yes, and extremely intelligent, and I want to listen to what he has to say. He doesn't need to take shots at anybody. He doesn't need to yell. He always has the same kind of voice, but he's interesting. You know, and I think that's a real art, to not be over the top, but to be interesting still. And then on top of that, he has a great program, you know, out there at Stanford. And then here's another guy that I'm gonna classify. He's not a rock star yet. I think he's in the Jimbo Gus Malzahn area, and that's the head coach for Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I think Charlie Strong is an interesting figure. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't have the overwhelming personality yet, but I think he's on his way. If Texas wins, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think maybe it will come out more and more because there's enormous pressure on the guy. So it's almost like he's going to have to be a rock star. Now, Mack Brown never was. You know, Mack Brown was never a rock star, but I guess in college football circles, we all knew who he was. I'd throw him into the middle or the boring kind of thing. But I think Charlie Strong has a chance to be that rock star. But right now, I'll throw him in the middle with Jimbo and Gus Malzahn. All right, coming up on the Mark Lloyd Show, we're going to talk about appointment setting. Appointment setting. Plus, we have college football odds. Who does Vegas think is going to play for the national championship? The odds have changed from earlier this year. I'll tell you who's on top. All that coming up right here on the Mark Lloyd Show on Freedom 93 FM, the home of the Gators and the Jags.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of the Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
Well, we're like the hip-hop crew right now, aren't we, huh?
Loving it.
Is it? This is 50 Cent? Is that how you say it, Eric?
50 Cent. Yes,
50
sir.
Cent. Did you guys ever hear how much money he made off that vitamin water?
More than 50 cents.
But I get, where, Eric, I'm begging for the rim shot for Seminole Bill just then. That was a good liner. Where's the, we did an air one, an air rim shot just now.
I'll add it in later.
Yes, add it, yeah, add it in post. Let's do that. Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for hanging with us on this Saturday afternoon as we inch closer and closer to the college football season, the high school football season, and, of course, the NFL season right around the corner. Training camps open up. I can't wait to talk about that in a little while. Some good stuff coming out of the training camps early on from some of the top rookies that, you know, what was it, about 3 weeks ago, Seminole Bill, we were talking about some of the impact rookies. And it's funny because some of the guys that we mentioned are already making some big strides early on in training camp.
Yes, they are. Huge.
So we are predicting the future. Did you get that email off to Roger Goodell last week about how we're going to improve the Pro Bowl?
I did, but I have not had a response yet.
No response yet. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we won't. Don't hold our breath. Is that what you're?
No, I think he's got a few things to worry about.
He does. He has a and there's no doubt about that. He has a few things. All right, this is the Mark Lloyd Show, Freedom 93 FM. We're the home of the Gators and the Jags. Tweet us at Mark Lloyd Show or hop online to MarkLloydShow.com or join us also on Facebook. So we have all the social media channels covered here. That's how we communicate with you, and you guys are doing a great job of sending in all kinds of tweets of the different topics that we're talking about. Before we went to break, I mentioned appointment setting. Now, appointment setting to me, let's first, in the TV world, what is an appointment setting TV show, a DVR show? No, but you know what? No, I'm not even going to say a DVR show. I'm going to say that when you have an appointment to watch that show, that you want to watch it live. You might let it go ahead a little bit so you don't have the commercials, but you don't even want to DVR it because you're so pumped up. Now, there's two television shows that come to mind for me, okay? Big Game of Thrones fan. Love Game of Thrones. There is no I'll watch it on demand later. No, it's we are huddled around the television. You know, I drag my wife into it. Next thing I know, there's like eight people there, all to watch the Game of Thrones. That's appointment setting. Can't miss television. And also is The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Love The Walking Dead. Eric, big Walking Dead fan?
Love it.
Okay. Seminole Bill, do you have an appointment setter?
I've got a few. Turned. I like, you know, I'm history. I love Turned. That's a great show.
You know what? I like that show, too. I think it's awesome, but it's a DVR show for me, and here's why. Because it airs at the same exact time as Game of Thrones.
I got you.
So I had to make a choice, but I like history and everything.
Got one for you.
Okay.
Try this, Tyrant. Great.
Tyrant. So, you know, I saw the advertisement. So good. Tyrant. Yeah. So I should check it out. Okay. Brief Cliff Note version. What is it?
Family, Middle Eastern family, you know, royalty and an American family.
Okay.
Brother comes back to help his brother in a tough time during some turbulent time and gets thrust into the limelight as a royal member.
Okay. So it sounds interesting enough. At least Seminole Bill's watching it. So maybe everybody out there will give it a shot. But you don't miss the show. You mean you're looking for it when it comes on. You know, my Sunday nights, that's what I look forward to with the Game of Thrones and Walking Dead. Neither one is on right now, so that pretty much sucks.
Yeah.
But let's relate that to sports, okay? I don't want to go old school because we could go on forever. I like to talk in the present right now. If you look at the major sports out there, who is your appointment setter with? Who do you want to make sure that you see that highlight? Or if you turn on the game and that team is playing and that player is playing, that you have to see because you're expecting something great. Who are the appointment setters out there? You know, think of the NFL. Think of MLB, the NHL. I mean, you can cover all different aspects. You can go individual, you know what I mean? But some of the individual sports, they're just not on always. You know, I mean, I guess Tiger Woods, right? Yeah. Ratings go through the roof. He's appointment setter. You know, if he's getting ready to tee off or something, or they're on him, you're going to watch it, right? Yeah, to see what he does. Yeah. Whether you love him or you hate him. He can't stand the guy, so he's always rooting against him. You know what I mean? But you want to see what his – so those are appointment setters. And if you start thinking about it, there's not as many as you think. I'm talking about, you know, the wife's yelling at you to do something, or the girlfriend or the kid, and you're telling – this is the – hey, hold on. I'll be there in a second. That type of TV, you know, with an athlete. Now, in the NFL, for me, one guy, and I don't think we're on the same page on this seminal bill. There's no way. You raise your hand like you know who I'm talking about. No way. It's Percy Harvin.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Percy Harvin is appointment setting television.
Where did
man.
He play college?
He played college at the University of
That's
Florida.
That's right, the Gator Fan.
Yeah, he was so much better on the football field in college than anybody
scared
he went against.
You to death.
I mean, he really was. He was a la Peter Warwick.
Yeah.
You know
definitely.
What I mean? And obviously he's even better because his career is going well in the NFL. So bigger, stronger, you know, I think faster too. But you just knew in the Super Bowl when Harvin came out to return that kick that something great might happen, and sure enough, he returns it for a touchdown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's appointment-setting television. Now, another guy that for some, maybe it's just me, I'm still enamored a little bit by Reggie Bush, that when they hand him the ball, I know so many times he gets stuck behind the line of scrimmage. He doesn't do as many great things as I guess we wanted him to. But still, I think he's appointment-setting, at least in my, I mean, you know, that's what's great is everybody has their own view of what you call appointment setting. And I think that Reggie Bush is still exciting to me, making some moves, making people look stupid, and gaining big chunks of yardage.
Yeah, he's a solid guy. I mean, college versus pro, I mean.
It's night and day.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, in college, he was unfair. You know, it was like he was playing against a bunch of Pop Warner kids when he would run the ball. It's like they couldn't catch him, they couldn't stop him, they couldn't do anything. So those are two guys that instantly jumped out. Bill, Seminole?
I like Russell Wilson now. I mean, I watched him in North Carolina State just kick our tail a couple times, you know, on game-winning drives, you know, and then he's got that same, you know, he's the guy you can root
now,
for.
Hang on, though. I know you can root for him. I know he's a great guy, but is he appointment setting? Does he do anything exciting? That's what I'm talking about. Like, no. See, that's where we have to separate of being a great player. Because if that's the case, then Peyton Manning, you know what I mean, and Tom Brady.
Well,
but they're not appointment setting. I mean, he drops back. He doesn't do anything. Colin Kaepernick. What I'm trying to get at is that they're going to do something that makes you say, wow. You know, wow. Brady's great, but he's not doing anything that makes me say, wow. And neither is Peyton Manning, other than throwing, you know, great footballs.
Consistent.
Yeah, consistent. Russell Wilson, I know he has escapability, but when you look at the stats, he didn't scramble as much as everybody thinks. He's not a running quarterback.
No.
You know what I mean? What he's so great because between his ears, right? You know, and he sees the field and he understands what's going on. Kaepernick is not at that level when it comes to, you know, in between the ears, but come on. You know, he might be one of those guys that is appointment setting because he takes off and runs, and he does something that makes you say, wow. Look how fast that guy is. He's 6'4", 230 or 40, and he's running past everybody. What about baseball? We got to jump around because we could go on and on. But in baseball, and I'm not a huge baseball fan. However, if Bryce Harper's hitting because of the hype behind him, you know, I like Harper, you know, as an appointment setter. Mike Trout.
Right.
For the Angels, right?
Great
come on.
Player.
You know,
player.
Great five-tool player, but something exciting is going to happen. Either they hit the ball to him, he might make a great catch, or if he hits the ball, he's going to be rounding the bases coming full speed. Am I right?
Sure. And what about your boy from L.A. you always talk about?
Yasiel Puig.
Yeah.
Very good.
Out in the field, you just got to watch what's going to happen, man.
No. That's a very good one. That's why hit us up at Mark Lloyd Show. Tweet us who you have a point. You can even give us your favorite television show, too. You know what I mean? For an appointment setter, educate us a little bit about maybe we haven't mentioned it. But also in sports, who's your appointment setter player out there that you say, Mark, man, you know what? When I see this guy come on the screen, there's no way I'm turning that dial. And guess what? I'm not even a fan of him. You know, I don't like the team. Like, I'm not a fan of Percy Harvin. He came from Florida. He plays for the Seahawks. I don't mind the Seahawks, but I'm not a Seahawk fan, but I'm going to watch him. What about, here's kind of a different one in a way. What about, it's going back to the NFL, Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Because of the power, right?
Yep, definitely. He can bust you.
That's right. He's not going to run by. He's not going to make a great move, but he's going to run over you. So he's that guy that you said, oh, man, the way the bus used to do it for, you know, Jerome Bettis, some guy that could put down their shoulder. You know,
run right over you.
Which, I know he's a rookie, but appointment setter is going to be Sammy Watkins. Am I right?
Oh, man.
We'll get into him. He's nasty, isn't he, Bill?
Fierce.
Yes. He's fierce. Hockey. I know I just wanted to touch on a couple in each sport because there's so many out there, but I want to get everybody's brain, you know, spinning. So you're thinking of all different sports and everything when you tweet us at Mark Lloyd Show who your appointment setting athlete is. Ovechkin for the Capitals, you know, he's great. He's exciting. He's probably the most exciting player in the NHL. But what's great about him, too, is that, man, when he scores and he smashes into the glass and he jumps up, it's just good theater, yeah. You know, and that's what hockey needs. Sidney Crosby's the same way. He falls more into the consistent, but still, he's an exciting and arguably maybe one of the, you know, the best player in the NHL. And basketball is kind of tough. I mean, you could say LeBron, but he's not breaking any ankles. LeBron's more of the sheer power that you want to watch him on a breakaway or track somebody down to swat away the ball, you know. Kevin Durant's more of a marksman. You know who's kind of can't miss is for Golden State. Curry, right? Curry.
Yep.
Splish and Splash or whatever they were called out there. You know, here's the ultimate, I think, appointment setter for the NBA, and it's got to be Blake Griffin.
Yeah, he's fun.
I guess it goes back to, like, you know, the crazy dunks, how high that you sit there and you say, wow, I can't believe somebody could jump that high.
And the expressions on the face.
Expressions on the face. You're absolutely right. It's the whole theater about the movement that makes you not want to turn, you know, the television. And if you start looking at college football, you know, last year, this guy might be a DeAnthony Thomas, played for Oregon last year. He was can't-miss TV, man. When he got a hold of the ball, you know, because he was so fast and so shifty, but pure speed that you're going to be interested to see what he does in the NFL.
Yeah. You know, and Marietta, you know, the quarterback.
Very good.
For a while there as well. You know, he got hurt a little bit, but other than that, people wanted to see what he was going to do because he could take off with it or chuck it down the field.
And you know what? You keep it down south. Duke Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic runner until he got injured.
Yeah,
you know, he's another appointment setter guy that, whether you're a Hurricane fan or not, if you see the game on and Miami's on offense, you're going to tune in to see what Duke Johnson is going to do.
Right.
You know, there's no doubt about it. So hit us up with your appointment setter athletes, okay? At Mark Lloyd Show. Tweet us at Mark Lloyd Show. How much time do we have to go before we have to go to break? 2 minutes? 2 minutes. Okay. We have, do you want to do it on the other side? We have the college football odds. Should we tease everybody?
Yeah, let them wait a little bit.
The college football odds have just changed on who Vegas, and Vegas is awesome because at the end of the day, it's all about the money. So there is no bias. There is no ACC, SEC, Pac-10, 12, Big 10. There's no any bias. It's strictly on who they think is going to be in the national championship and who they think is going to win the national championship. So, all right, we're going to do that when we come back. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about the NFL opening training camps, which is awesome. That's always a good idea. And, folks, you know the show by now. We're always trying to make you a healthier people out there. So I'm going to throw at you three more fitness tips that I got from Men's Health, yes, about how you could just become a healthier person. Are you listening, Seminole Bill?
I'm with you.
Okay.
I need this.
Good. Excellent. So you're with me. Very good. All right. Stay with us, folks. When we come back, college football odds, NFL training camps, and some fitness tips on the other side of the break. Thanks for hanging with us here on the Mark Lloyd Show right here on Freedom 93 FM. Stay with us.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's gonna make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
What is this?
It's like the old hip-hop hour. Seminal Bill, you can tell that Eric's spinning the music today, right?
He is on the wheel.
It's all bass. He was just telling me about the $10,000 subwoofer in his car or something like that. When his car is, you know, there's no windows because he blew them all out. And we're back to 50 Cent again. What is this? What's the name of this song?
Candy Shop.
The Candy Shop. Oh, okay. I remember this. The Candy Shop. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us on this Saturday afternoon, the Mark Lloyd Show, right here on Freedom 93 FM, home of the Gators and the Jags all season long. You know, we always try to get so much into the show, and we just can't, and that's why you hit us up, you tweet us, you know, some of your thoughts, and we'll be able to answer them at Mark Lloyd Show. Also, go to the website, right? A similar bill, MarkLloydShow.com.
You got it.
It's rocking, and then Facebook as well.
That's right.
And we got behind-the-scene video and everything that's going to be going up on the
Facebook. We'll have it all over. Everybody can explore, enjoy, and watch Mr. Mark go at it.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Each and every week, we're on the health and fitness here on the Mark Lloyd Show. We're not some, you know, bodybuilder or anything like that, but we all want to live a long, happy life, and I feel it's my obligation to pass along a few tips to you every single week, as you know by now, and just to live a healthier lifestyle. And there's nothing wrong with that, folks. Don't hate me. You know what I mean? I'm just giving you some good advice here. All right, each week we give you three of them. Here's one. Here's a good one. Keep cooking simple. Keep it simple. Don't do any. Sometimes you don't have to do anything extravagant. You know, you can have a healthy diet cooking at home. Make sure your foods are prepared in advance, and it gives you it takes you away from making those bad choices when it comes to cooking, you know, with healthy fats such as olive or canola oil instead of butter, and season with fresh or dried herbs, no salt. So there's one thing. And I know you might go, hey Mark, that's simple, but sometimes, you know what it is, similar Bill, it's just being reminded. Yes. You know what I mean? You might know that, but it's just being reminded. Also, some of you might be out there and you're saying, hey, you know what, Mark? I listened to what you're saying, and I started running, or I started biking, I started doing some cardio, I started jumping on the Stairmaster at the gym and everything. Okay, that is great, but don't forget some strength training exercises too. And you don't have to lift weights, right? Similar Bill's, you know, shaking his head over there. You're right. Just do some push-ups. Yeah. You know, do some push-ups, do some ab work, just do some sit-ups. You don't have to do 100 of them. You don't have to do 800 of them like Herschel Walker, right? Just give yourself 10, 20, 30 of them on a consistent basis and start building some strength that way to go along with the cardio work that you're already doing. And then the cardio exercises that we were talking about, once again, you just keep them simple. And there's some really interesting, if you work in an office building, you know, take the stairs if you can.
Right.
Take the stairs. Don't take the elevator. Sometimes instead of going on a run, just find some stairs to run up and down for 15 minutes, and that's it. You know what I mean? It's like, just keep it simple and keep a variety when it comes to your cardio workouts. Try out the different machines sometimes. The other day I was doing, I don't even know what it's called, you know, with the arms and the legs. That's not me. I'm more of a runner and a biker and a swimmer, but I was doing that but just to switch it up a little bit. You know what I mean? So your body doesn't build up a tolerance.
Variety.
Yeah, a variety. You're absolutely right. So there's three more healthy tips from the Mark Lloyd Show. You could thank us later. You could thank us on Facebook to say, hey, Mark, you know what? Fantastic. I'm using your fitness tips. Okay, I teased everybody before we went to break about the college football odds. Vegas has put out Bovada. You could follow him on Twitter, too, at BovadaLV. So it's a Las Vegas sportsbook. Right. Is basically at the one Las Vegas hotel. All right. Earlier in the year, and by the way, I got $100 on Florida State to win the national championship at, I think it was 5-1 or 6-1 during the Super Bowl. You know, which is, it's like, really? They have to win, and that's all you give me on the odds? I think it was 5 or 6-1. Okay, bottom line is now they are no longer the clear favorite. How interesting is that? So what has changed from February until now? Well, according to Vegas, Alabama's gotten better. So Alabama went from 13-2 to 11-2. 11-2 odds to win it. Florida State went from 11-2 to 11-2. So they stayed the same. So according to Vegas, folks, tweet us. Give us your thoughts. See if you think Vegas is spot on or they're way off. They have Alabama playing Florida State in the national championship. Agree or disagree, Seminole Bill?
That's very possible.
Well, we know it's possible. Agree or disagree?
I like the final.
You like the final. Okay, we have Switzerland over there. Always on the fence.
Just a bit neutral.
Yeah, just a bit neutral. So the favorites, according to Vegas, is Alabama, Florida State. Can you guess who has the next best odds, Seminole?
Would it be Oklahoma?
Good guess. They are fourth. Oklahoma is fourth. And they went from 20-1 to 9-1 odds.
Big jump.
Yeah, that's a huge jump. But number three, the third most favorite team to win the national championship is Oregon. Yes, you held it up. They went from 12-1 to 7-1. Auburn, 14-1. Now they're at 10-1. So Auburn's odds are dropping as well. So 10-1. Ohio State, I love this. I don't know why anything will go up or down. I guess based on injury or I don't know, because Ohio State went from 10-1 to now 12-1. So their odds are getting worse to win the national championship.
Someone get arrested?
Yeah, you have to wonder about that. All right, next in line, I'll go through the rest quickly because I know I want to get into the NFL training camps and also about the whole Tony Dungy controversy too. UCLA is next at 14-1. Then comes Georgia at 18-1, which I think is a big stretch. I know they have a fifth-year senior quarterback that's replacing Aaron Murray. Is it Stout? I'm trying to think of his name, but still, that's a big jump. LSU is at 20-1. I think LSU will be there because they have so much talent, but once again, their whole quarterback situation is up in the air. So LSU is at 20-1. Michigan State went from 20-1 to 25-1. We should tell Mr. Jim Taylor, who was all over our Facebook, saying, how can we leave Michigan State out of the playoff?
Number one ranked defense.
Yeah, number one ranked defense. But Mr. Taylor, they're at 25-1 now. USC's at 25-1. Baylor, 28-1. Florida, now, Florida's at 33-1, the same as South Carolina. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I wish I could bet against, but South Carolina's at 33-1 too. So is Stanford, Wisconsin, and then we got Mississippi, Michigan, Notre Dame's at 50-1, Texas at 50-1. How about Clemson, 66-1? Boy, the mighty have fallen after losing Taj Boyd and Sammy Watkins, and also they lost Martavius Bryant too. I think.
Yeah,
I think he went to the pros. I could be wrong on that. They have a new quarterback coming in. That's going to play for them, too. I'm trying to think if anybody... Oh, Miami. The Canes. Guess their odds, Bill. They're up there.
Ooh. 40?
No.
Not that quite that high?
No. They're a lot higher than that.
Are they really?
Yeah, they have no chance, according to Vegas.
Zero, because they're picked to win the other side of the conference.
I know. They're at 100-1.
They really don't respect
this. Well, they're counting on Ryan Williams to be back from that surgery and everything.
But with the Duke.
Yeah, I know. But he's coming off, a terrible injury, too. Hopefully, he'll be the same. I'm trying to think of anybody else. In Oklahoma State, Florida State's first opponent.
Right.
They're at 150-1.
Anybody?
UCF?
Yeah, there you go.
How about UCF was off the board. There were no odds, so they were the field. But now they are 500-1.
Wow.
The highest odds that Vegas is giving is for Cal, which why they're even giving odds on that team. They're god awful at 1,000-1, and Rutgers, another terrible football team, is at a 1,000-1 too.
Goodness.
Yeah. So that's cool. I love odds like that. I really do.
Your Georgia quarterback that you were trying to reference, that's gonna be Hudson Mason.
Hudson Mason.
Yeah, we're
who's Stout? Maybe Stout's for Clemson then.
Yeah, you're thinking of the other guy.
Yeah, okay. Hudson Mason, Georgia's fifth-year senior. that never transferred. So good for him. You know, he stuck around. Now here's a shot to do something. Okay, before we get into some training camp news and notes, the big firestorm this past week, and similar, Bill and I, we were talking about this. And give us your thoughts, too, at Mark Lloyd Show. Tweet us. There's the whole Michael Sam controversy with Tony Dungy.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I just, it's like we just want to pounce and attack. For, you know, okay, first of all, I don't know Tony Dungy, but boy, he seems like a hell of a guy.
He was a great coach.
He's a great guy. From, you know, anything you hear from other people talking about Tony Dungy and everything. He was interviewed for the Tampa Tribune, and they're asking him about his draft philosophy, is what he said that they were asking about. And it came up, Michael Sam, would you have drafted Michael Sam? Well, based on Tony Dungy's draft philosophy, he would not have taken Michael Sam because he did not want a distraction. And what I get, I don't get a kick out of, what I think is sad sometimes is that we instantly, and Tony Dungy clarified, I mean, remember, Oprah Winfrey, they're going to do a reality show. I mean, there's a circus that's going to go around this guy. And by the way, no, he wasn't a first-round pick. So if you're in a top 10, guess what? Maybe we'll put up with all that because that's how good you are. But not when you're taken in the seventh round. All right? Whether you're gay or not, and Tony Dungy's, I know he's a big religious guy. Maybe, I don't want to get into all that. But my thing is, do we really think Tony Dungy was a hate monger? You know what I mean? And people wrote, you know, articles about, like, how dare you? And I'm going, wow, folks, we have to take a step back, you know, because there's so, do we write that you're a hate monger if you didn't want Terrell Owens on your team? Because you said, you know what, I just don't want to deal with everything that he brings to the table. I don't want to deal with the circus that comes along with him. The guy most recently, who? Former Florida Gator.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to deal with Tim Tebow. Why? Because the circus that comes along with it, because of the Christian background and his loyal, I mean, you know, diehard perfect fans. Yeah. And the circus with the media and everything that comes along with Tim Tebow, you know what? I just don't want him on the team. It's not worth it. He's not good enough for us to put up with that. Because at the end of the day, we want to win. You know, and I'm saying, were the Patriots hate mongers, you know, for cutting Tim Tebow?
I mean, you know, you have to make a decision.
Yes.
You only got so many spots, and everybody's competing for those spots. And you got to pay money for those spots.
Yes.
I mean, you know.
And if you don't feel it's going to help your team, you they're putting up with Johnny Manziel because they think he's going to be great.
Right. It's a crapshoot.
That's right. That's right. So if they cut Johnny Manziel or somebody didn't take him or they get rid of him, and the guy says, you know what? If I'm Dallas, why didn't Dallas take Johnny Manziel? Maybe they don't want to. I don't know this. Maybe they didn't want to put up with the circus that was going to be around with Johnny Manziel being behind Tony Romo and all that stuff. It's just not worth it. We think he's good, but we don't think he's great. You know, but Tony Dungy says that, and because Michael Sam is gay, next thing you know, it's like, well, you know, this is terrible. You know, this is hateful. And I'm going, you know what, guys? We have to take a step back and just get a grip. Okay, and quit jumping to conclusions. And actually, look at the person that said it, too. You know, if he had a history of always doing controversial stuff or always saying crazy stuff out there, then you know what? Okay, I'd jump on your bandwagon. Tony Dungy's the same guy that defended Michael Vick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or was his mentor and all that junk, you know? And I can't stand Michael Vick for everything that he did. So I just think sometimes that we just got to take a step back, and we just had to mention it, right, Simla Bill? We felt we had to bring that topic up because that was on our minds all week.
It's been out there, and we needed to address it.
And, you know, okay, we only got a minute left. All right, folks, next week, I promise, we'll get into the NFL training camps, okay? I know by then, Bill, we would have had a week into it, right?
Yes.
So, probably 7-8 days, and so, or 10 days. So we'll be able to, you know, find out some more great stories, pass them along. We'll have some more thoughts on what's coming out of the training camps. And also, soon, And Eric and Similar Bill, we're going to put it on record. We got to start making some predictions. You guys, next week, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire. I want your 8 for the playoffs for college football. I already gave mine.
Got him.
And next week, also, we got to start touching on the NFL and some predictions early on before injuries and everything happen. Are you with me?
I'm with you on that.
All right. Good stuff, folks. Thanks for hanging with us for another edition of the Mark Lloyd Show right here on Freedom 93 FM. As always, we appreciate it. Make sure you hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show. Visit our website, MarkLloydShow.com, and also Facebook, Mark Lloyd Show. So all that, we will talk to you next week. Once again, thanks for staying with us. This has been the Mark Lloyd Show right here on Freedom 93 FM. See you.